Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. And we say, good morning, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for being a part of WHCB. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. We have the opportunity from time to time to tell others about WHCB. You have that opportunity from time to time as well. Sometimes we're talking to people and they say, and where do you spend your time? Well, I spend a lot of my time at WHCB 91.5 FM, 91.5 on your FM dial. Well, what is that station? And I get to tell them that it is a non-commercial educational Christian broadcast service, that it is a station that is Christian programmed, and we have good teaching, wonderful Bible teaching, wonderful kids programs, and we have music as well, and so we're very happy for folks to tune in. And you have that opportunity, so why don't you tell others about WHCB as well? We would appreciate it if you would. When you have opportunity, when you get the chance, be sure to tell them about WHCB. And then making them aware that you can hear WHCB on the internet. We've got one of the better streaming systems now. We're paying for it on a monthly basis, and it is not inexpensive, but it is an important part of what we try to do for our listeners. And so we would encourage you to listen to the stream when you get a chance. You can get it by going to our website, whcbradio.org, or you can listen to our stream from TuneIn Radio, that app TuneIn Radio. There's a commercial oftentimes that comes on when you tune in to that TuneIn app on your smartphone. That's not our commercial. We got nothing to do with that. That's just part of what it is for them, I guess, to give the service. And we're there, and you can hear us all over the world on the TuneIn app. Look for WHCB 91.5 FM Bristol, and it comes up, and there it is, and wow, you can hear us. And whether you're listening online, you're listening on the air, we're happy that you're listening. We're at Proverbs 15:6 today. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 6. It's the contrast of the results of righteous living and wicked living. And it reads this way. Proverbs 15:6. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Proverbs 15:6. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The person who is born again and right or righteous and lives by faith from God's word, they live right or righteously, they will reap the treasures of that right living and that it provides for the soul. There may be material obstacles. There may not be physical riches or material riches, but there can be an abundant and overflowing spiritual riches and spiritual wonderful things for the soul. These enrichments for the soul are enjoyed by the individual person, and not only that individual, but people around them. A soul at peace and filled with joy is content and will share their peace and joy in their actions and their reactions toward others. The person who is wicked, that is, without a spiritual life and lives a wicked life, they live to satisfy themselves, they will also reap the fruit of their wicked thoughts, their wicked words, and their wicked actions. There may be a multitude of material and physical riches within the house where they live, but there can be no peace, no joy for the soul. There cannot be contentment or sense of fulfillment. There will be no satisfaction with their life. The ultimate results of wicked living is trouble and sorrow of soul. And eventually it's the pain and suffering in the body. And eventually, wicked living, no spiritual life, that means a life without Christ, will mean a life in eternity without Christ in the torments of the lake of fire. The law of sowing and reaping applies in every part of every life, and every person will ultimately reap the fruits of the seed they have sown through words and actions. May God help us to strive with all our might to be right and to live right. If we take care of the being and doing, God will take care of the blessing. Again, the scripture is Proverbs 15:6. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us, for watching over us, for keeping us. Thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And thank you for reminding us once again here in your word of your goodness to us and the fact that we have many rewards for living a righteous life in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that reminder. Father, today you've given us things to do. They're lying before us now, yet to be done, things to be accomplished, some things left over from even yesterday and day before. Help us to have the strength and the ability to do what you've called us to do today. Get it done well, get it done right. And Lord, I pray that you would watch over and care for us today in a wonderful way, just like you always do. I thank you for the daily bread that you've given us today and that you will give us today. I thank you for your provision for us, your provision for this ministry. I thank you that you keep us on the air and keep us going. I thank you that you love us with a love that's everlasting, a love that never fails. Thank you for that. Lord, there's some special things going on. Give us wisdom to know what to do and what not to do and to be faithful in your service. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.